This is Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. From the state of Tamil Nadu in southern India, the dance company Gantasala brings a multilingual, multimedia, danced love story to Albuquerque on October 12th. The unique production, Chakra, A Myriad of the Four Seasons, will be on stage at the National Hispanic Cultural Center. It's presented in Albuquerque by the Indian Student Association of the University of New Mexico. The organization's secretary, Tripti Panakkar, an accomplished Indian classical dancer herself, is with us for a preview. Tripti, first of all, the UNM, Indian Student Association, it's quite large, 350 members.
Yes, and it's been one of the homes that Indian students have found when they come to Albuquerque, and we've been here for some time now.
And one of the missions is to introduce New Mexico audiences to some of the arts of India.
As India is always known for its culture and heritage, being ambassadors of our country is what we're trying to do here, even though we are students here. So this is why we are having this whole production here. If I'm correct, the last time we had such a huge production was 20 years ago.
Yes. And you said huge production, and in fact, that's what this is. It's not just a dance concert, but it's a whole production.
Yes, it's actually a whole dance drama production. Technically, Indian classical dance or any classical art form from India is a way to tell stories. It's a storytelling kind of experience. This production is about these two couples who are going through the journey of life. Chakra means cycle. So that's the whole idea about this production.
The dance company that is responsible for the production, Gantasala, is headed by quite a well-known dancer and choreographer in southern India.
Yes, she's Parvati Ravi Gantasala. She's actually the daughter-in-law of Gantasala, who was a very, very famous playback singer in India. And all the music that has been used in this production has a lot to do with the kind of music that he was involved in. So yeah, the Gantasala company has been in the business for a long time, and they're actually very well known for their productions and dance style. Yes.
And there is a particular dance style that the company is known for.
Yes, they're actually a Bharatanatyam style, which is one of the many classical art forms that southern India has. So we have Bharatanatyam, Kuchipudi, Mohiniattam. There are several, but this dance production is focusing about Bharatanatyam, which is a very rigid rule kind of structured dance. And it also has the martial arts of India, which is Kalari. It's from my state, Kerala. And also folk dances of India. So basically, it's a small gist, like a capsule form of India in a dance production form.
Yeah. For those of us maybe not that aware of the aesthetic of Indian classical dance, what might we look at that would let us in to this style?
Basically, we will be telling stories without sound or without talking. So as you look at the dance form, you will see a lot of facial expressions, which is very, very important in Indian dance, as well as hand gestures. They're called mudras. So please make sure that you look at their facial gestures for their feelings or emotions, and their hand gestures as to what exactly they're trying to say. Music and dance, it's where both are marrying each other. So as a dancer, I know a dancer is always married to music, and so obviously it's going to be the vice versa also.
Dancer Tripti Panakkar of the UNM Indian Student Association has been talking about Chakra, a unique danced musical production from India, which the Student Association is presenting at Albuquerque's National Hispanic Cultural Center on Sunday night, October 12th. For information, go to isa.unm.edu. I'm Spencer Beckwith, reporting on the arts for KUNM.